Chapter 29. Skippy barely waited for me to take my shirt off before he began the briefing. "Here's what I found, Joe. Not sure if in the end it is good news or bad news. I thought you wanted me to take a shower first." "Please do. However, you really don't smell a whole lot better after a shower, so there's no reason to wait, unless you prefer to wait." "No," I said as I unlaced my boots. "Go ahead." My expectation that the Fire Dragon Clan would have information about the Surveyor ship's mission was partly correct.
"Great."
Before I stepped, or, to be accurate, kneeled down in the shower, I pressed the button and checked the water temperature in case Skippy decided to play a practical joke on me and make the water ice cold. "You know where the Surveyor ship is and where it's going?" "No, unfortunately. No, the Fire Dragons have no information about the Surveyor ship or about the single destroyer that is serving as escort."
"Then what could be the good news?
You said two of the Fire Dragons were going on the mission to Earth and that the Surveyor ship had to pick them up somewhere."
"I did say that. Can you hear me, Joe?"
"Yeah, I can hear you just fine," I said, with my head under the cascading water. The hot water washing days of grunge off my skin felt great.
"Good. Yes, two Fire Dragon clan leaders are going on the mission to Earth. They paid extra for the privilege, because they do not trust the Theranin. For very good reasons, based on a long history, the Kristang do not trust the Theranin. The Theranin don't trust the Kristang, also for very good reasons. The Theranin enjoy insulting and humiliating the Kristang every chance they get, which is why these two Fire Dragon leaders were not instructed to rendezvous with the Surveyor ship. They will instead be picked up by a pair of tanker support ships. To travel aboard such low-status ships is a deliberate, very grave insult, and the Kristang know it is an insult. They also can't do anything about it."
"I feel terrible for them. We should send a harsh note to the Theranin. Where are they going to meet these tanker ships, and when?"
"Where is a question I do know the answer to, and I've programmed a course into the navigation computer. When is the problem, Joe? The Kristang are arriving at those tankers 3 days from now. We can't get there that quickly."
"Crap. You know where those tankers are going, though, right?"
"No, I do not."
"That is not the type of information the Theranin saw fit to provide to the Fire Dragon Clan."
"Well, hell, Skippy." I hit the button to shut off the water.
"Damn it, why did he talk to me so often when I was in the shower? This was all a waste of time, then? We're too late?"
That was a bit of pill to swallow. Getting messages from that data relay had been our only chance to intercept the Surveyor ship before it reached Earth.
"Wait. There's always a chance something goes wrong, that the Kristang could be late to the rendezvous."
"I suppose so. You haven't heard?"
I clicked the button to open the intercom to the bridge.
"This is Bishop. Skippy programmed a new course into the nav system. Initiate jump as soon as possible."
"Aye, aye," Chang responded without asking questions.
"We can't waste any time getting there, Skippy. Is there any way you can shorten the trip, do some magic with wormholes?"
"I already did, Joe. The course I programmed does include one shortcut by manipulating a wormhole.
You didn't. There's got to be something we can do.
Let me think on..."
"Joe, if you will please shut the hell up for a moment. You haven't heard the whole story."
"Oh. Sorry, Skippy, that was rude, me interrupting you. Go ahead, please."
"Thank you. As I explained, these two support ships are primarily tankers. They carry fuel that will be transferred to the Surveyor before it breaks off from its escorts and begins its long solo journey to Earth. The Kristang are going to meet those two tankers in an uninhabited star system, where the tankers will be refueling by siphoning the atmosphere of a gas giant. The tankers, logically, and the Theranin can be ruthlessly logical, will not want to carry their fuel load further than they have to. That tells me the tankers will meet the Surveyor ship somewhere close to where they tank up with fuel. Before you make a typically stupid comment about why I'm bothering to tell you this, I believe those tankers will take several days to complete their refueling operation. We should be able to reach that star system before those tankers depart."
"Skippy, that's fantastic.
Man, I didn't know how much more I could take of hopefulness, sudden crashing despair, and back to hopefulness.
Why didn't you say that first?"
"I tried to, you big dope, only you kept flapping your lips, blah blah blah.
Damn, you flap your lips so hard sometimes I think you're going to take off like a bird.
Sorry. Okay, so we know where these tankers will be, and we know they will be meeting the Surveyor ship after they finish pumping their tanks full at this gas station. It's a planet, Joe, not a gas station. The operation to siphon the proper gases, you know what I mean, Skippy.
It's complicated, that's what I was going to say.
We still have the problem that we don't know where the tankers are going after they fuel up,
and we have no way to follow them without them knowing they are being followed. I finished buttoning a shirt and pulled pants on. Don't worry about that, Skippy. While I was stuck inside that comet, there was a lot of time to think. I have some ideas. You having an idea. That's what scares me.
The Flying Dutchman was jumping like clockwork on our way to the star system where the two Theranan support ships should even then be filling their tanks with fuel. According to Skippy, we should arrive well before those ships were ready to depart for their rendezvous with the Surveyor. Everything was going great. Great, except that we still did not have a realistic plan for us to successfully attack the Surveyor ship, or, equally as important, a way for us to attack in a way that the Theranan would think the Surveyor had been destroyed in an ordinary ship-to-ship action by a Jirapatha force. Although, an idea was forming in my mind.
"Sir, we may be missing something," Smythe said while we were sitting in the galley, bouncing around ideas for attacking the Surveyor and its escort ships. "I read the after-action report from your first mission. The Kristang ships that were attached to the Dutchman. You decided to jump them into a gas giant planet." He looked around the compartment and people nodded. "Because you were concerned they would eject drones that contained those ships' flight logs. A drone's logs would have told the Kristang, or Theranan, that a Kristang frigate and a Theranan star carrier had been taken over by a hostile force."
"Hey," Skippy protested. "I wasn't hostile. Perhaps I wasn't as polite as..."
"Skippy, that's not what he meant." I suppressed a laugh.
"Oh, understood. Hostile in this case means taking over their ships and killing all of them. I guess that could be considered hostile," Skippy grumbled. "In certain cultures." Smythe nodded.
"Right. Well, then, when we attack these ships, assuming by that time we have some plan to destroy them, during the attack those ships will eject stealth drones. Those drones may tell the Theranan that their ships were attacked by one ship, and they might even be able to determine that one ship is a former Theranan ship."
"It's possible," Skippy admitted. "During a fight, if our stealth field is damaged, our disguise as a Jirapatha ship won't hold."
"That's the problem, sir," Smythe concluded. "We have to both destroy those ships and do it in a way that the Theranan think it was an ordinary Jirapatha raid. Those drones will blow our cover story."
"Yeah, Joe," Skippy said, excited. "That's a good point. That is a very good point. You got an answer for that, smart guy?"
"Sure, Skippy. You're going to take care of that problem for us."
"Oh, I am. And how am I going to do that? Maybe you weren't paying attention, so I'll summarize the problem for you," he said, almost gleefully. "Starships carry drones, which contain the ship's flight recorder data. When a ship is destroyed or seriously damaged, one or many of those drones are ejected. They are tiny, and they are stealthed. Our sensor field will not be able to detect all the drones, and that, Joey, my boy, is the problem. The Theranan will eventually send a ship to find out what happened to their precious Surveyor and its escorts. I am hoping, of course, to fool their sensors into thinking our ship is a Jirapatha cruiser, but that is not guaranteed to work."
"Not a problem, Skippy. You can handle that easily."
"Hmm. Since I left my magic unicorn back on Paradise or somewhere, how am I supposed to find an unknown number of stealthed drones, smart guy?"
"Simple, Skippy. By asking them to tell us where they are."
There was a pause before Skippy spoke again, maybe while he tried to figure out what my idea was. "Perhaps I need to explain the concept of stealth to you again, Joe. No, I understand." Adams took in a sharp breath. "Sir, I might know what you're thinking."
"Oh, this is going to be good," Skippy laughed.
"Go ahead, Sergeant Adams. Enlighten me, please."
She looked at me and I nodded, so she leaned forward to speak.
"Skipster."
"Skipster?" he asked, surprised.
"Skippy, then," Adams said with a wink. "These drones are stealthed to prevent an enemy locating them. But they will respond to a signal, the correct coded signal from a Theranan ship, correct?"
"Yeah, duh. They wouldn't be much good otherwise.
Again, the problem is..."
"Oh, shit." I laughed. "You get it now, Skippy?"
He gave another heartfelt sigh. "When I load a virus into the Theranan computer to make the ship drop off a drone before it jumps, with that drone containing their rendezvous coordinates, I am also supposed to download the drone retrieval codes, right?"
"Uh-huh," I said. "You got it. Then we'll jump to wherever those ships went on their way to the rendezvous. You send a signal for those drones to ping us their location."
"You can do that, Skippy?" Adams asked.
"That? Yes, I can do that." Damn it, you monkeys think you're so smart. Sergeant Adams, I thought I hated Colonel Joe the worst, but you're moving up the list.
I'm honored, Adams said mockingly. After I tell the drones to ping us their location, we use them for target practice? Skippy asked.
No, I don't want to destroy them, I said quickly.
Huh. All right, apparently I'm still missing something here.
Skippy's voice had a convincing undertone of puzzlement.
We're not going to destroy them, I explained. Those drones aren't going to blow our cover story. They're going to sell our cover story for us. After you locate and access them, you are going to alter their flight logs so all the drones contain data showing their ships were attacked by a Jirapha task force, whatever number and types of ships the Jirapha would most likely assign to such a mission.
Two light cruisers, Skippy stated.
Then you'll tell those drones to go silent again until a real Theranan ship comes looking for them, if that ever happens. Whatever ship finds the drones will provide convincing data about that surveyor ship being destroyed by the Jirapha, and they will have no reason to suspect humans are involved. Those drones will sell the story for us.
Damn, Skippy grumbled unhappily. That actually is a fairly good plan. From a monkey. Amazing.
That plan is ingeniously devious. And I'm saying that as a compliment, Joe. I'm telling you, once you're done playing soldier, you have a bright career ahead of you as a criminal mastermind. Or, you know, politics.
Skippy, I laughed. I would never do anything as sleazy as politics.
How about crime?
Crime we can talk about later. I have plenty of playing soldier to do first.
That did get me thinking.
When I signed up for the UNX4, my commitment was open-ended since we were at war. Now that Earth was, as far as UNEF Command knew at the moment, at peace, I had no idea how many more years I had until I could either leave the U.S. Army or re-up. My promotion to colonel was temporary, and everyone knew BS. My promotion to sergeant must have come with a commitment to some number of years, which I hadn't thought to ask about at Camp Alpha. It hadn't seemed important at the time. None of us expected to live long enough to care. Fighting aliens with our old trusty M4 rifles hadn't made us feel particularly hopeful about our life expectancy.
I have to admit, Skippy said, this barrel of monkeys has come up with some decent ideas.
Thank you, Skippy, I said guardedly. Knowing Skippy, he was going to add a snarky and insulting comment. He didn't disappoint me.
The reason I said decent rather than good is because these ideas are fine in theory. There is the tiny, tiny problem that we do not actually have a practical way for me to, as you so ignorantly assumed, hack into a Theranan ship.
What? I asked in shock.
You took over this ship like, I snapped my fingers, that, in the blink of an eye.
How did you do that?
Uh-huh. Yep. Excellent observation skills you have there, Joe. I took over the Dutchman with my incredible awesomeness. However, since you apparently weren't paying attention at the time, the Theranan brought the flower into a docking pad before I was able to seize control of their crude computer and put those idiot cyborgs into sleep mode. To do that, I had to be close, Joe. By close, I mean within about 20 kilometers. We got that close because the Flying Dutchman is a star carrier that expected to be taking a Cristang frigate aboard. None of the Theranan ships in the Surveyor Task Force will let an unknown ship come that close to them.
Well, hell, Skippy. You could have told us that earlier before we wasted all this time dreaming up impossible plans.
But you were having so much fun, Joe, I didn't want to spoil it for you.
We're not here for fun, Skippy, I said between gritted teeth. We may be stupid monkeys to you, but the monkey brains on this ship and you are all we've got to come up with a plan to stop that surveyor ship from destroying our home.
You think this is funny. Pathetic would be more accurate, he mumbled.
But we do not.
You're telling me it is impossible for you to hack into these ships?
Again with you not paying attention, Joe. You seem distracted. Are you hungry, or is this just you being so perpetually horny you can't think straight?
I didn't say it was not possible. I said it was not easy. There is a huge difference between those.
You really... Fortunately, Skippy interrupted me before I said something harsh.
Let me explain it to you, he said. We know those two support ships will be tanking up from the second planet in that system, a gas giant. We jump in behind the fourth planet, another gas giant. We jump in on the far side, so the planet will mask the gamma rays from our entry. Then someone takes me on a stealth flyby close to one of those support ships, and I can hack in.
Oh, like flying by that relay station. That's a great idea, Skippy. We do the flyby in a dropship again?
Nope, it's not going to be that easy, Joe. To hack in while I'm flying by, I will need to be within 4,000 kilometers at the closest approach. A dropship, even stealthed, would be detected at that range, and the Theranin wouldn't let a comet get within 4,000 kilometers of them. They'd either move it away or blast it to pieces. No dropship. Then how are we supposed to fly from one planet to another?
Well, you're not going to like this idea.